Welcome to the New Swingers Podcast, the only podcast in the world specifically created for and focused on couples who are new to or curious about the swinger lifestyle. It is for audiences of those age 18 years and older. And though we give our opinions, we are not therapists or mental health professionals, and our opinions are simply our own. So here's the deal. Lots of couples new to the swinger lifestyle have a lot of questions, and they're often nervous or feel insecure. Our mission is to help you answer all of those questions so you can explore the swinger lifestyle comfortably at your own pace and make your sex life sizzle. Our voices have been changed to protect our identities, and any email questions of yours that we read will be addressed anonymously to protect your identity as well. And a lot of you ask about wanting to see what June looks like because she sounds so hot. Well, she is hot, and here's how you can see what she looks like. This hot, sexy, gorgeous, former church preschool teacher turned hot swinger wife. Just click the first link in the show notes to check out June's OnlyFans page. You'll get unlimited access to hot, daily, uncensored glimpses of her and her gorgeous 32 double D pierced nipples. She gets pretty crazy on there. Just click the first link in the show notes. Welcome back to the New Swingers Podcast. I'm John.
And I'm June.
And today we are going to be talking about communicating and enforcing healthy boundaries in the lifestyle. One of the things that can destroy a relationship in the lifestyle, or one of the reasons the lifestyle can destroy a relationship, is because people are not communicating and they're not doing it clearly. And maybe they don't know certain boundaries to draw and enforce that are healthy. And it can work to both of their detriment and to the detriment of their relationship. So this is really important. We've always had pretty clear communication, so we've never had much personal problem with this, but I think it'll be our experience will be helpful here because what we've done, the way we've handled things, has been a pretty direct approach, but it's been helpful because there really was no bullshit to leave in the shadows. And today's email, we want to help these people who wrote in. And I think just some of how we've handled things. You know, we've had a handful of big fights.
Yes.
In the lifestyle, not a ton, but a handful as we were growing. And so this is normal, by the way. We hope you never, as you're listening to this, think that like, oh, they're this perfect couple and they don't deal with shit, but. You know, we're on the same page with a lot of things, and sometimes I just have to make you get on my page. No, I'm just kidding. Somebody's going to take that seriously. But hey, by the way, if you haven't downloaded it already, or if you didn't hear about it already, go download the Swing Easy free PDF. It's the three easiest places. It's going to show you to meet other like-minded swinger couples in the next 24 hours guaranteed. Mm-hmm. It's one of the first links in the show notes. And also, if you want to see June, she has an OnlyFans, and she's very beautiful. So that's the first link in the show notes if you want to look at that. So today's podcast episode, the whole topic came to us because one of you listeners wrote in, and we're going to dedicate the entire episode to this email. And by the way, if you have questions and of your own about the lifestyle, feel free to email us, newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. So, June, would you like to read the caption there and also read the email?
Sure. So it says, dealing with communication with couples. That's the title. So first of all, I love your podcast. It's really helped me look at the lifestyle in a completely different way. It's helped me overcome some things as well. Well, we're glad to hear that. We're always, this is the whole point of the podcast, is to help other people and whatever we've learned and discovered in the lifestyle, we like sharing that because it can help you. So I'm glad to hear that. My question is, how do you communicate with couples when you are new? Backstory to my experience, my husband and I met a couple and we vibed really well. We did our swap, and while talking with the husband, he told me that his wife and him are married but have a boyfriend or girlfriend on the side that they spend time with without their spouse. My husband and I are not interested in that, and I let him know right then and there. Well, since the swap, the wife ventured off from the group chat, which I prefer, and began messaging my husband on her own, telling him good morning every day and asking about his day, sending pictures because she's very insecure about her body, so it's like she wants him to build her up. I've expressed to my husband that I'm very uncomfortable with the messaging every day because I don't want her thinking she's getting a boyfriend,
out of him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, it's a little misspelling. Okay.
It looked like they're interested in both having additional boyfriend girlfriends, which sounds a little more polyamorous than swinger, which there is a difference, but we can get into that a different time.
Okay, yeah. His response has been that he's just being nice. From the woman's side of it, I feel it's disrespectful to me as his wife that she decided to venture out of the group chat and messages him. She doesn't message me at all either. I'm not messaging her husband like that because, again, I feel that would be disrespectful to their marriage. So I guess what I want to know is, how do you deal with this? We are very new to the lifestyle, and right now I'm feeling like I already need to take a pause and do a reset of my boundaries and the issues I'm having. Thank you.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think she's very valid for feeling the way she feels. I think you're very valid for being upset with that situation, and especially if you've already voiced to your husband that that makes you uncomfortable. I think he needs to respect what you're saying and hear what you're saying, which is that it makes you uncomfortable that he's doing that with this person, this other lady. I think maybe mention it again. Make sure you're very clear with how it really makes you feel. I think this is a huge deal. I think I would have a problem with this for sure. If this was our situation, I would totally not be okay with that either.
Yeah, that was good. So I'm a little more direct with things like this because I smell bullshit. And so if you're listening to this, you might not like this guy, but I honestly don't give a fuck. So here's the deal. I'm not going to come down real hard, but I'm going to say some things that are pretty direct. And so and I say it because not because I'm trying to be an asshole, but some people, if they're like me, you need to be direct with them to get through to them, or else they'll just sort of take advantage of your kindness. Mm-hmm. So the first part was asking how do we interact initially with other couples? Well, initially, I don't know if you mean outside the bedroom or in, but when we meet a new couple, we just act like they're non-lifestyle friends. They're normal people, you know,
yeah.
Go get drinks, talk, hang out, get to know each other. What do you like? You know, what kind of music do you like? I mean, getting to know them as people. And if that's weird, like, you'll know a vibe, yes, with people if you get to know them about things they like, hobbies, music. If it's not there, you'll know it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, as far as like, I mean, we could do a whole episode on, you know, transitioning to the bedroom. Maybe we should. But as far as, you know, to the bedroom, it's like, it's always just being clear. Like, what do you both like? And what do you both want, not want? Establishing boundaries and them respecting yours and you respecting theirs.
Well, and I do not text with a guy. I do not text with a guy separately. I do not. If it's a couple we're swapping with, like, I'll message the wife, or what we do a lot of times is we do a group chat. So we're all four in the group chat,
yeah.
But our agreement is he's not going to text the wife on his own and I'm not going to text the husband on our own. It's a group chat, or we don't talk to him at all on text messages.
Yeah. If we're not both in the group text, it doesn't happen. And we respect that because we're a married couple. We come first and we both give a shit.
Yeah.
If one of your partners in the relationship doesn't care about that, then I would say you're probably not in a very balanced relationship. Mm-hmm. But so again, this sounds, it's just, if they mentioned they like having extra boyfriend girlfriends and you said you're not into that, they should 100% respect that up front and never push anything in the slightest in that direction. Ever.
Yeah.
Fucking ever. All right. So it's this, you're more of a swinger thing that you're wanting, not a polyamorous thing. We know people in the lifestyle who also have girlfriends, boyfriends. That's their dynamic. They're both on board with it, and they're cool. We have some great friends in the lifestyle who are like that. Mm-hmm. But they're both in agreement, but they're both like, hey, that's great. We don't care. And so they're on the same page. That's what makes the big difference.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's the deal, though. The husband should not be going around your back and talking to the lady. Absolutely not. Like, no bullshit there. No fuckery.
No.
If you are not comfortable with him, number one, she should not be texting him individually. And number two, you've told him it bothers you. He should be blocking and deleting that number instantly and being done with it.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Like, as a man, I mean, you're not a little boy. You're supposed to be a fucking man. All right. So if your wife is not good with this, you should not be good with it either. Mm-hmm. Unless you have a talk and she ends up truly being okay with it, this is not good. This is not okay. This is the kind of shit that destroys relationships. And then people say, oh, the lifestyle destroyed our relationship. Like, no, you did, or your spouse did, or the person, your partner did, because you weren't communicating, or somebody wasn't respecting the boundaries and communicating clearly what that was. Yes. If you're not on the same page with something, you don't fucking do it. I mean, it blows my mind sometimes that shit like this has to be said. But, you know, nobody's perfect, and I'm certainly not.
Oh, and I'm not either.
But I say to the man, like, grow a fucking pair and be on your wife's side. Like, you're in this with her, not somebody else, and she's not okay with it. And if the shoe was on the other foot, and it was the other way around, you probably wouldn't like the fact that she's doing something that you don't want her doing. And then she would just be saying, oh, well, it's just innocent. It's nothing.
I'm just being nice.
I'm just being nice to the guy sending me dick pics, and I'm telling him how much I love it and how I can't wait to suck it or whatever. I mean, if you ever have a problem with your spouse or your partner in a lifestyle and you think they're overreacting, you should be able to do something, flip the script. And ask yourself, would I be okay if I was in their position? Usually, that's not the case. Unless you just have two people who happen to be both so openly minded and okay with each other completely and secure, which is pretty rare to find, but they're out there. They're out there, but that's probably the exception, not the rule. This isn't the case. So, again, the other lady's wrong. In my opinion, you should be both blocking and deleting their numbers, getting rid of both of those people.
Yes.
Yeah. Those people don't give a fuck about you. And why would you want to play with somebody who doesn't give a fuck about you? Like, I mean, why would you want to hang out with people, let alone fuck people, who can't respect a simple boundary of, hey, we like to play, but we don't want relationships.
Yeah.
And you were clear with that. But at the same time, your husband's going along with it and you're not. And she's texting him separately and not you. Look, the woman's toxic and your guy needs to get on board.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's just no way around that. I mean, grow the fuck up. Come on. The lifestyle is so fun. It is so amazing as you grow together in this thing. And you're willing to fuck it up over something little like that. Like, I'm not trying to sound like an asshole, but no woman is worth that.
No.
No piece of tail is good enough to cost you what it's probably going to cost you if this fuse gets lit that ends up going into a powder keg that blows up your marriage and everything that's going to cost you in so many ways. So again, if they won't respect your boundaries, then get rid of them. Because really, I mean, stuff like this is really the tip of the iceberg. There are people who they want something from you. They're usually manipulative or, you know, sociopathic or even narcissistic, where you'll tell them very directly you don't want something, and they do. So they'll do these little things where they'll just kind of try to flick the tip of the iceberg and a little bit of this, a little bit of that, little things to try to get these small victories and try to gain yards on the battlefield to get their way over you. Mm-hmm. Again, this is just the tip of the iceberg with this other couple. I don't know them, but look, if anybody came to us and did that, we would both look at each other, me and June, and we would delete and block that number. We'd never talk to him again.
Yep.
There's no second chance if you're trying to come between me and my wife. And those aren't the kinds of friendships we're looking for.
No.
So this has toxic written all over it. Red flags, yeah, like a motherfucker. I mean, yeah.
So I would just reiterate to him how it makes you feel. Like, hey, this is fucked up and I don't fucking like this. So maybe stop doing it or we're going to have problems.
Yeah. I mean, make a fucking consequence. Look, you're going to go behind my back and you're going to talk to this lady or you're going to do these things and tolerate this behavior that this other couple is pushing towards us and pushing on us. I would enforce a boundary. I mean, if you're with me, I'd just say, okay, well, until that woman is gone and this couple is out of the picture, we're not doing anything in lifestyle. We are not, and I am not. Because, I mean, what's more important, your relationship or the lifestyle? It's your relationship. You're doing this for, you both got into this thing because you both had something you were interested in, something that tweaked your interest, turned you on. Mm-hmm. And it certainly wasn't betrayal or some other couple who's just too much of a couple of assholes trying to get their way with you by driving a wedge between the two of you and going after one of you, not the other. It's the whole divide and conquer thing. There's never been an ally or a friend who is good for you that would ever do that. Ever.
No, I agree. And I mean, like, for example, I'll get messages sometimes on my OnlyFans page, but every time I do, I'm like, hey, John, I just got this message. Just wanted to let you know, just so you're aware of it. You know, like, we don't keep anything from each other. We're an open book to each other. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah, so, look, here's the deal. Just to wrap this up, because I know we're probably starting to repeat ourselves. Guys, have you found it difficult to get and keep an erection while at lifestyle events? If so, you're not alone, and it's common. The new environment and the distractions can contribute to a lack of an erection due to performance anxiety at the very moment you need it the most. I personally ran into this issue early on in the lifestyle, and it was super frustrating. But don't worry, there's a solution. If you use our link in the show notes and use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout, you'll get $30 off your order of FDA-approved ED medication from Shameless Care so you can get hard and stay hard in the moments that matter most. Don't question your manhood or feel like less of a man ever again. Just click the link in the show notes right now to get $30 off before the promotion ends so you can get back in the game and blow your sex partner's mind. Click the link right now and simply use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout. And look, we are not licensed therapists. We're not professionals and relationship coaches and all that. But we have been married almost 20 years and happily married, very happily married. And we would not tolerate this shit from anybody.
No.
I don't care how long we'd known the couple either.
No.
I mean, if we'd known them a long time, we'd probably give them one warning. Because we had something invested in the friendship. But if they continued, they'd be gone.
Yep.
We come first. So, I hope that's helpful. Just know, not everybody in the lifestyle is like that. We've actually been very fortunate.
Yeah.
To not run into that, really, almost at all. But the thing is, when you two are on the same page, and you're very strong together and direct, and you communicate that, whenever someone draws the line in the sand and says, here's how we are, people either know they can walk on you and try to fuck with you, or they know they can't. And if they try and there's a boundary crossed and you enforce some sort of consequence on that, you tell people you're serious, and then people like that tend to want to go after the easy targets who won't stand up for themselves. It's like a schoolyard bully.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would... Again, I'm not telling you who to get rid of in your life. I'm not you. But if it was us, I'm speaking for us, we would get rid of this couple immediately. We'd not only get rid of their numbers, we'd block them. We don't want them talking to us or trying to. They're done.
And I would be very clear with your husband that how you feel. Like, hey, this is fucked up and I don't like this. And you need to stop doing that with her.
Yeah. And if he's not okay with that, you have bigger problems in your relationship.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but that's just the fucking truth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have bigger problems if he's not willing to be on board with you. I can understand trying to be nice and this and that, but if my wife isn't okay with me being nice to another woman, especially a woman we know sexually, no, not going to happen. So make sure you talk about this stuff. You know, sometimes people just aren't sometimes they're just on a different page, or they have a different way of thinking, or there's a fear that drives it, or they're just not on the same page, but you can get on the same page, or you can get as closely as you can on the same page. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's ever uncomfortable, we don't do anything. Everything is full stop if either me or June or both of us is uncomfortable, whether it's in a play scenario or whether it's just in a conversation scenario over, you know, a group text or something like that. Yep. So if we're not both comfortable with it, it doesn't happen.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to the New Swingers Podcast. Do you have a question about the swinger lifestyle or an issue you're struggling with? Send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. And there's a good chance we may anonymously feature and discuss your question so it can be helpful for you as well as other listeners. Just send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com.